We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Learned in the Mishnah that someone who sells himself multiple times, him and his children even, the halacha is not paid to him because he deserves it. He sold himself, but it said paid es abanim la'acha misa aviyim. After the father dies, we are paid to the children. Talk to Rav Maisa. Who gav rezov nafshel ludoi? A certain person sold himself to Ludoi. What was Ludoi? This Ludoi, Zagrashi, is a umma sha'oichlim le'adam. They're umma, they eat people, the cannibals. So these people, this guy was captured by these people. He sold himself to them at least. Also came to Rav Ami, Amalei Pirkon. He came to Rav Ami, he said, "Could you please redeem me?" Amalei, Tnan, Amoicha Atzmei Vesbanu Le'uchav, Mein Paidem Oisai. So he said, "You know what? I think maybe I'll be paid to you. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, you're not paid to a person who sells himself a few times, but you are paid to the children. Why? Because we're worried about kakula shlei tamenu, like Rashi says, that kozman, the children with the father. So then you say the father will take care of them, and therefore we don't redeem them. Once the father dies, and the father won't teach them the right way." So then even though the father did it a bunch of times, when the father dies, we redeem the children because we don't want them to become mamish like goyim. So madach we do with that. V'koshkin hocha de'ika k'tala, here it's a shayla of pekuach nefesh. So there, even though they did it multiple times, still, I think we should save you. Even him. He's saying v'kavachayim, says, usually when someone sells himself, it's not pekuach nefesh. Only he has to work very hard. So we don't redeem him after three times because he should have been careful not to sell himself to a guy. The children, the reason why we redeem them, we don't want them to become mushpa by the goyim. We don't want to become mushpa from the goyim. So just like for mushpa for a goyim, you redeem them. So for sure, if it's a pekuach nefesh, even for the guy himself who sold himself, for sure we should be paid to him. That's what that svara was. The Chasam Sofer asked that you find godom hachtiya yosim ahar goy. So therefore, it's not, what's the raya? What's the kolshke? Maybe machtiya is worse than killing. But ayin chum fa mahalach. Omle rabbanon l'rab ami. So the way they answer that kashuk, sometimes himself says that could be a katan is not a chiv mitzvah min ha-Torah. It's only a katan, and still we see you save them. So for sure, for ketol you would save them. But so what happened is omle rabbanon l'rab ami. No, that's not a good taina what you're saying. Why? Because ha-Yisrael mumahu. This guy who sold himself to the guy was Yisrael Mumar. He did not keep the mitzvahs. The kachazah, the gachah, nevelis, v'treifes. We saw him eating nevelis, v'treifes. I'm eating non-kosher food. Maybe he's only eating l'ti oven. And the only time we say that a Mumar, we don't take care of him, is only if he's a Mumar l'haches, which means he's doing it to anger Hashem. But if he's doing it because he has a big taiva for food, so then it's not. Then we do save him. So we have Edom that one time he had heter and iser in front of him, and he left the heter and ate the iser. So you see, he's a mumar lahachas. So Rav Ami told this guy, "Zil loy kol shafkele defakinach. Go, I can't redeem you. They're not letting me redeem you." Basically saying that the tiny good, you're a mumar lahachas, and there's no way we could save you. Once we talk about Ludoi, we have another story about Rosh Lakish here. Rosh Lakish zoven nafshe Ludoi. Rosh Lakish sold himself to Ludoi. Zog tap toisvis, koidim shechazel amutav. The mustam loy hoya mezalz ba'as kokach. We know from the Gemara Bamatzia that Rosh Lakish at one point in his life was the leader of the bandits. He was a robber. And at that time, he wasn't in the best of matzavim. And he sold himself to the Ludoi. So shokal ba'ada, ba'aday, took with him chaysov v'gegalta, took with him an empty sack. And Gilgalta is like a ball, like a rack or a stone wrapped in a piece of cloth. Omar, he said to himself, "Gemiri the Yom Basra called the boy Minayu Avdle." There's a Mesaira, basically, about Ludoi, his tradition, that the day they kill someone, they give him his last wish. They give him his last wish, in order that they should get a kapara on the dam of the person. They kill the person and they're going to eat him. So the last day, they give the person a last wish. The way our Gemara Rashi says means because they want a kapara on the dam. And other Rishonim, they say the reason is that it's mamtek domi. Look at the Gilead, it says, "Perish kivin sha'os oisle ritzoinai mismatek domo av yeshlem baitam." That's the Oruch says. That it tastes better. These are cannibals like eating. The meat tastes better of the person if they give him the last wish. So he knew that. So Yom HaBasra, on the last day, they're about to kill Rosh Lakish. Omalei, my nichlech. So the cannibals Ludoi told Asher Shlakas, what can we do for you? Omalehu, he said to them, Beino akam tinchu vasimich, I want to tie you up and sit you down. Each one of you will get a, I'll clap you with this empty sack here. And they said, yeah, no problem, no big deal, empty sack, a little, you know, a little wind, who cares? So that's what he did. Hitaka did that. V'kamtinu, chayis apalga means, Rashi Taichi means, hitting one and a half times with this sack. So kamtinu, he tied them up, by svinu, and sat them down. Kochad minayu, each one, kadmach yechod do chayisa, when he hit them once, nofak nishmasei, they lost the wind, was blown out of them, and they gritted their teeth. So you're laughing at me. I still giving you another half a clap. Katlinu kulu, he killed them all. Nofak va'asa, and he left. Yosef, that was the story of how he got out of Lodoy. He killed them all. Yosef ka'ochel v'shasi, all his life he used to eat as much, you know, as much as he needed and drank. He didn't save money. You don't need something to sleep on. My stomach is my pillow. Tosfos speaks out, it's the second to the top. Tosfos, dark on a lishkva bitnam. The derech was to lie in the stomach. Actually, he's on the stomach and he asked, is it to lie in your stomach? So a little to the side. But Rishlokosh was very large. He didn't need any pillows. Lemaisa kinoch nafshe, when he died, shava kaba de marika, he left over a kav of marika, which is karkin, which is saffron. Kara nafshe, even that he was upset. He left so little over, but he was upset he left anything over. Ozvula cherim chelam. This pasuk is saying people who leave over money, they don't use the money in a lifetime. They take, they basically they can't take the money with them. They leave over money, so that's a taina. And he held that even leaving so little was a taina. What was bothering him? So the Chavos Chaim says that Rish Lakish was a star, that if he left over this much, means he didn't have to work for this. And he could have used that time rather for Limud HaTorah and for mitzvahs. And that he left it over means he lost that time, the Kudom Torah and mitzvahs. That's what Chavos Chaim learns in the parashah of Eschanan. The Ein El Yoh learns a little different. He learns that all his life he was trying to pay back the debts he had from his days when he was a bandit. And he could have used his money to pay up. And since he left over this money, that was bothering him. He left over that little money. Akapanim, that is the end of the sugya of someone who sells himself to a guy. Dr. New Mishnah. Hamoyche sadeh ulay v'chavim. Someone who sells a field to a guy. Lekeach omevi mena b'kur pe'tikad oylam. There's an isser to sell property to a guy. And we didn't want people to do that. This is an Eretz Yisrael. To sell the properties in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So therefore, we're misakin that even if the guy owns the field, if you buy Paris, you have to take off Bakurim. And even more, Rashi learns that you have to buy the Paris from him. That there's a knas. Rashi says, "Lekech amevi Bakurim bechol shana tzarich likach merev chavim bekuri Parisah bedomim yekarim umvirim shlaim." You have a chiyuv. The guy who sold is a chiyuv to redeem basically his Paris, his Bakurim, and bring it up there to Shaul as Bakurim. That's how Rashi learns that it's a knas on the meicher that he has to go buy the bakurim every year. Tosfos has a kasha in the Gemara on base, which we'll speak out when we get there, and therefore he has a different shot. He learns that means anyone who buys from the guy has to take off bakurim, and in this way, people are not going to want to buy from the guy, and the guy then will say it's not worth to have the field, and he'll sell the field back to the Israel. That's the idea according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it means that everyone who buys, it's a shy on the gear, so that's what Tosfos is gyrus more. Rashi learns the gear says, like keach or maybe you have to buy and bring bikurim. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Omer Rabba. Abba pi she'en kenyan lo'i v'chavim berit shol afkir miyadei meiser. Which means we're going to have a machlokes over here. If property owned by a goy in Eretz Yisrael, is that mafkia? Is that path to you from Chumash Shemaisers or not? So Rabbi says, that a goy owns property in Eretz Yisrael does not take away the Kedushas Haaretz. It still is chayiv and Chumash and Maisvis. Shenemar passes Kali Aretz, a Li Kedusha Aretz. It doesn't make a difference who owns it. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it has Kedusha. But even though the Kenyan is not strong enough to be Mafgia to the Meiser, but there is a Kenyan Aguf to the guy. You can have a Havamina when a guy buys a property in Yitzchol, all he owns is the Schus for the Paris, but not the Kenyan Aguf. What's the difference between Kenyan Aguf and your Paris? Could I actually make holes in the ground? Do I own the actual ground? So Zokt Rabba, even though I hold that the Kenyan of a guy is not Mafgiyam de Meiser, Aval Yesh Kenyan of a Chav Meretzol, Lachba by a Boris Shechem Aris. There is a Kenyan for the guy to dig Boris Shechem Aris in the ground. Shnemar, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, via Oretz Asalam Ne Adam. The Oretz is Gil Ne Adam, and therefore they have a right to, for everything, to sell it, to buy it, and to be Shechefer Boris Shechem Aris. That's Rabba Shita. Rabbi Lozoim, Rabbi Eliezer says, Afa Pish, Yesh Kinyan Levchav Meretzol Lafkiyam Le'Meiser. He holds that there is a Kinyan Lafkiya. Shunam, what's the Makar for that? The Pasuk says, the Goncha, Yechai Meiser is on your, the Goncha, your Dagon, your Tvua, your grain, Veloy Dagon Evichavim, and not the Dagon of a guy. Aval, Ein Kinyan Levchav Meretzol Lachbar Rosh Yechav Meretz. But he says, even though they have a Kinyan, their Kinyan is enough to Mafkiyam Le'Meiser, but they don't have a Kinyan Aguf in the ground, and they cannot dig Beirois Shechen Amaretz, Shenemar Hashem Aretz, that Hashem Aretz, and you don't have a right to dig it up. The guy has no right to dig it up. V'maika Mefegi. So what's the Kudat Samachalikis? Marasov, with Ashton, the Gon Chav, like Dagon of a Chavim, and therefore we see from there that a guy who buys a property where it's called a Dagon of a Chavim is part of a Meiser. So you see, Yesh Kinyan, La'akum, Lafgiyam, De Meiser. Or Marasavar, Dash is different. Diguncha, Beloy Digon Mechavim. And Diguncha means the finishing off, tapping off the Tua, finishing the Tua. When is someone, the Chiv Meiser is anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. But when are you become a Chayiv? After you do Meruach, which means you make a pile, and then you smooth out the pile. That's the Gemara Malacha, and that's Chayiv and Meiser. So the other man, the Yama, learns, they don't dash in the gunk of the Dagon Chavim. Avada, a goy's property is chayiv and meiser. What do we dash in? That if it's beyad the goy, b'shas gemar malacha, then it's part of a meiser. Because if the goy finishes the gemar malacha, then it's part of a meiser. Masha Enkin, if a Jew buys the goy before gemar malacha, and the yid finishes it off, then it'll be chayiv and meiser. That's the drasha he learns from the word degancha. Therefore, he doesn't have a drasha to mafkia the kinyan. So that's the kudos of machlekes. Myself the gancha loy davachavim. Myself the guncha loy digadavachavim. Like Tosha speaks out there in Maskel Mar that matoch perish a kunturis mashma the habatayo the rabadama in kinyan vidarish the guncha loy davachavim legabi the meruach islay meruach chavim paiter. He learns the past telling you that the grain growing in a guy's property is potter. Islay the biruach chavim ain't a potter. That's how Tosis learns up Rashi. The Tosis of Zeh. Tosis himself argues, and he holds that everyone agrees that biruach of a guy patters. The machloek is just in the goncha, but everyone agrees the drasha of digun. And Tosis explains how you have both drashas. But in any case, if sure part of the mice, yeah, because they're the guy did meruach, that's the part. If you tell this, if you rash, you're telling machleik, it's the two man in the arm. If you buy ready made flour, you have to know where you got it from. Maybe you got it from a Yiddish property. He bought tefuah, right? Yeah, his own property, and he finished it off down to the flour. The guy, right? Meruah, that's machleik. That's machleik.
Why?
He bought it off a yid, and then he did meruah. What do you think it should be? Chayav a potter. Feet toisvis, but Rashi learned no. You bought it off a yid, not the property. Property or the tefuah?
You want the property?
Oh, the property. Yeah. If he owns the property, then yeah, then the kuliyam is then mutter. Yeah. But if he bought off the tefuah from the yid, then he did meruach. That's the machlekes. Yeah. Feet toisvis not, but feet Rashi. That's the machlekes. Omer Rabbi, how do I know? Menah Mila, with my makar from a Mishnah that yesh kinyan loy v'chavim that ain kinyan loy v'chavim lafkia. Rabba holds that even a goy's property, Yechayiv Meiser. What's his makar? No, I mean it. Let's now look at the Mishnah. Halakat v'ashikha v'apeya. These are matnas aniyim. Halakat v'ashikha v'apeya are different type of matnas aniyim. The shikha, let's say stuff you left in the field. Peya is the corners of the field. Halakat, the things that fall off your tour, fall down. These are halakat v'ashikha v'apeya. These things are matnas aniyim. They're hefkata aniyim. So it says in the Mishnah, which sounds like a field of a guy, Elam can hefker. Only if there's mafker, then we know hefker is part of meiser. If it's mafker, it's different. Now, hechlam, what are we talking about here? Ilema, the Yisrael, v'lektinu avichavim. If we're talking about a property of Yisrael, and the goy collected the lekas shechapaya, so elam can hefker. Only if you're mafker, there's a part of a meiser of a mafker v'kaimi. It's already hefker. From Lekat Shechapeya. Lekat Shechapeya Be'etzem is Hefker to everyone, and it's part of Maisa. So why would it say, if it's someone, a Goy who collected Lekat Shechapeya, it's Chayv and Maisa unless he's Mafker it? L'chayr, it's Hefker already. So Elo Lav, the Evichavim, it was a field of a Goy. Belaktinu Yisrael. And the Yisrael collected Lekat Shechapeya from a Goyish field. So there, time of the Hefker, only if he's Mafker, is it Potter? Holoi Hefker Yechayev. So what do you see? So what's the, so first of all, a guy does not have a mitzvah like a Chirapeya. So that he leaves like a Chirapeya is not a Hefker. Because wasn't really Mafgirt. He just did it the same payah. And he doesn't have payah. Therefore, you're Chayev Maisa. But if he's Mafgirt, then you're Potter. That's a Bipshah in the Mishnah. So what do you see? You see from here that a tour from a Goyish field is Chayiv and Meiser. Because we're saying over here, we're at Hefker, it's Chayiv and Meiser. So it's a Raya to Rabba that a field of a Goy is Chayiv and Meiser. Zogmar, no, lo, it's not a Raya. You can be doing it a Raya. Why? Lo'ilam to Yisrael. It's Yisrael's field. And that's why we're at Hefker, be Chayiv and Meiser. V'laktinu evichavim. And a Goy collected it. Ah, you tell me, what's Imkin Hefker? It's Hefker ready. V'kamer, so Mafker, v'kaimei. You're only a mafgrid, a daita that Aniyah Yisrael collected. But if a guy is going to collect it, that was not mafgir al das, that, and twice in the bottom we learned, it's a hefker b'toyis. If a guy picks it up, clappy that, it's a hefker b'toyis. Last words on the Amud, in Toysvis. It's not hefker. So that's what all the Maniyam learned the Mishnah, that only if the Baal Bas now is mafgir in the hands of the guy, or if the guy, in the hands of the guy, then it'll be part of the ma'aser. If not, it's chayiv and ma'aser.
This is
your
concept,
to be mafka
for some, not for others?
This concept, the Israel concept is machlokes, b'sham v'sil, if you can mafka l'ashir lo yaniyim, but here, he made a hefker completely, but if you would know a guy pick it up, he would never be mafka, it's a different type of var. Tais really is bavar in that kasha. He says, Tais's beginning says, how the plea of Yechon v'shlokes v'yashalmi, behifka l'yashal v'chavim, if it works or not. The Rebbe says it's a hefker only, but he's saying that whole shaila is only if Yisrael takes it. But if a guy takes it, you can say it's hefker b'tayis. Like upon him, you can't speak it out in your hefker. I'd make hefker of everyone, but you could say that if I knew a guy would take it, it's a hefker b'tayis. That is, it's a good tanya. Tayis talks about your tanya really, but like upon him, that's the word here that if a guy takes it, it's hefker b'tayis. Like upon him, we have over here machlokes Rabba and Rabba Lazar if a kinyan levchavim lafkia. From Meiser, and Rabbi brought a raya that it obviously is chayiv and Meiser, but the Meiser the more answer, no, it was Yisrael's field, and it's not a raya. Toshavah is trying to bring a raya to the Shiloh. Yisrael shlogos olam evichavim. A Yisrael that bought a field of tfua from a guy, atchaloy evishlish, before it grew a third. When it grows a third, that's when it becomes chayiv and Meiser. There's no tevel until you have gemar malacha, but you already could take off meiser already at that time by shlish already. And he went and sold it back, so it grew to a third in the Yisrael's prop in the Yisrael's resource. Then he sold it back to the goy. Chayeves b'meiser shkvar neschayva. So what do you see? Neschayva in loy neschayva loy. You see that it's only the reason why Yechayiv is because the Yid owned it, Bashas, when it reached the Shlish, and that was the time when it becomes Chayiv and Meiser. So that's why it's Chayiv. But let's say it was a Via Shlish B'yad Oivik Echavim, in the Oivik Echavim's hands, it would be Potter. So it's a Kasha on Rabbah. You see over here that the Kenyan of a Goy is Mafkia. So it's a Kasha on Rabbah. And for the Gemara, Chamayaskina B'Surya, V'Ksav Kibosh Yachos B'Kibosh. That everyone agrees in Surya, where there it's only the Rabbanon, there everyone agrees that Goy owns a property, it's Mufka for Meiser. It's only Eretz Yisrael with Machlokes. In Surya, which is a Kibbutz Yoch, which is only the Rabbanon, there everyone agrees that if a Goy owns it, you're part of a Meiser, and that's why it's not a Raya from here.